Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Obviously, hey, we're kind of in a wait-and-see mode. That doesn't mean there's not developments. That doesn't mean there aren't rumors and innuendo out there as far as Deshaun Watson. One of the developments, Dustin, since yesterday, and I say developments, you know, air quotes here, but one of the things that we're starting to hear more about, like a lot of the reporters are saying that the NFL, and I don't know if this is the NFL, you know, fine leaking this out, but the NFL is going to be okay, perfectly okay. You guys good? You guys share your text message?
No, that was actually Garrett, the coworker.
Perfectly okay.
He's texting about you, though.
Perfectly okay.
And the Mike Jones thing.
Perfectly okay with whatever Sue Robinson does.
Perfectly okay.
Yeah. What did I just say, Duffy?
Perfectly okay with whatever Sue Robinson does.
Prior to that.
Oh, that the league would not appeal this? And that we would have maybe a 6-to-8-game suspension?
That's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Perfectly okay.
Do you think that is
legit? How you doing,
Michael? Do you think that's legit?
From a Browns perspective, hell yeah. I hope it's legit. Do I think it's legit?
Yeah, that was the question. Do you think it's legit?
You all right?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be. I don't think it's legit.
So, because here's the thing. The optics are, and we know the NFL is very concerned about optics. The optics are, they put it out there, and they made a point to put it out there a while ago that, you know, hey, this is what we want, an indefinite suspension, or we want, at least a year. And because, well, if it doesn't come back a year, we can say, not our fault, don't look at us. Well, now, like I said, over the last 24 hours, what we're hearing a lot more of, because quite frankly, Sue Robinson has become one of many wild cards in this whole thing. First of all, as we stated, and we've stated many times, there's no precedent here with Deshaun Watson. But one of the things with Sue Robinson, this is the first time they've had somebody collectively bargain. Now, she's been there essentially since 2020 in that CBA. We finally have our first case. So there's this thought process, but maybe it's not just a thought process. Maybe it's playing out now where the NFL, well, her first case, do we want to seem like we're strong-arming her? If you believe what you're reading from various reporters, Mata we had on yesterday from the Associated Press, I know he had it out there. We'll talk to Mike Jones at 3:20. Who? 3:20 from USA Today. Basically, a lot of these folks, these guys and gals that are reporting on this are essentially saying, you know what, the NFL's not going to fight it.
Well, to that, we've got an updated story here in tweet from Mary Kay Cabot.
Well, do tell, Duffy.
Mary Kay says, it's not true that the NFL would likely abide by a 6-to-8-game suspension for Deshaun Watson if that's what disciplinary officer Sue Robinson hands down. A league source told Cleveland.com Wednesday, that's today, earlier. She said the AP's Rob Motti reported Tuesday night that, as you said, that they would settle for maybe a 6-to-8-game suspension. She says, no, that's not the case.
I will say this. You got to love Mary Kay. Like a lot of times a national reporter comes out to be like, no, that's
actually not true.
That's BS.
Yeah.
Like I said, these are things, and we're going to be left guessing until, and here's the other thing. How long are we going to be left guessing? Because according to yesterday, after this thing went final, and it didn't really go final, but you know, they're saying, remember, I don't know if it was Motti or one of the other reporters we had on yesterday. Somebody said that, you know, both sides can file briefs, which means, you know, that's, I guess, in layman's terms, more work, more stuff that Sue Robinson has to look at and go over. So the idea that this is going to be something that is just, you know what, maybe it'll be neat and tidy, maybe one day, maybe 2 days. We might be waiting until next week, not until a decision is made or a suspension handed down. We might be waiting that long until this hearing that we're talking about right now in Delaware has completed. So we might want to just buckle up and fasten our seatbelts because this could be a little bit.
Just kind of glancing through the rest of this article that Mary Kay put out, she does say the league source said it's untrue and that the NFL is not budging on its recommendation that Watson missed the entire 2022 season for alleged sexual misconduct.
And I look, I totally, Mary Kay is very much clued in and she's, but that's just it. Like, who do we, I don't think Rob Motti is just tossing stuff out there. I don't think people from the Wall Street Journal and Mary Kay Cabot, as we said, has been doing this a long time and she has great sources. This is becoming like draft week. Only like, hey, what do you believe? What are you hearing? Well, this smokescreen says that the NFL won't fight at all. And this one said, oh, no, they're apps. I have no idea. I mean, that was, and it's not just Motti. Like, there were numerous, Keith, correct me if I'm wrong, there were numerous reporters after yesterday's events that kind of said, oh, it looks like they might be leaning, the NFL might be leaning to not necessarily arguing too much with Sue Robinson. And then Mary Kay just says, no, that's not true.
Yeah, and we'll look to get Mary Kay on here. She may hop on here at some point when she gets a free minute. But we'll get more of her insight into this because it's her exclusive report that she's the one saying this. We haven't seen this yet since yesterday. As you said, a lot of the reporters, as Motti being the first one, seem to be the one to say that, hey, maybe the NFL would go for this.
216-578-0092. Speaking of Mary Kay, if we're able to talk to her at some point, we've got some news involving Kareem Hunt. We talked about a little bit about this last week. I think it would be awesome to be able to, you know, have Kareem Hunt, you know, end his career in Cleveland. I think he would love to end his career in Cleveland. I think he would also like to get paid a certain amount of money, as they usually do. Are we going to be able to make that happen? Are the Browns going to be able to make that happen? Now, right now, I think they have bigger fish to fry. No offense to Kareem Hunt, but it's just, I wonder, like, boy, this is an interesting thought that just popped into my head. As far as training camps right around the corner, okay? And, you know, maybe a situation like Kareem Hunt. That's got, how much of this stuff, I'm not saying gets ignored. It can't be ignored. But, I mean, realistically, they're human beings, not robots. I mean, Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski, the entire organization, we're looking at this from the fan standpoint. I mean, don't you think the organization at some point also has to be like, yeah, Kareem, we definitely want to deal with that, but we got our hands full right now trying to figure out what, and I know they're going to say, no, hey, we let the, come on. I mean, their season's hanging in the balance.
Everything's hanging in the balance.
Yes.
So this situation,
I would think with like Kareem Hunt and of course you're, and Mary Kay is going to join us coming up at 2:40. Outstanding. Mary Kay Cabot, Browns reporter for the for Cleveland.com. I wonder, and we'll ask Mary Kay that, like, you know, Kareem Hunt, hey, can we get something done? Can we? And we don't even know if the two sides are close or not close, have talked, have not talked. But the reality of the situation is everything else that's going on, and really there's only one thing going on, I think, in the minds of the Cleveland Browns. They're going to deny it, and they should, but this is occupying the majority of their time because their season is hanging in the balance with Sue Robinson, with Roger Goodell, with Jeffrey Kessler, and everybody who's congregating right now in Delaware. We think is it going on as we speak? I wish this was on Court TV.
I think it is. I told you yesterday before the show, I'm like, I wish this were on Court TV. I wish we had, you know, like, a recess where they would break down what just happened and we'd have like legal analysts on TV telling us all the scoop and kind of have play by play of
like
what's
the,
going on.
Like the bailiff having to hold Rusty Harden from going after Tony Busby. It'd be like Colonel Jessup trying to attack Daniel Caffey. Don't call me son. I'm an officer. I'm a lawyer and an officer in the United States Navy. And you're under arrest, you bleep. I'd love to see that, you know?
That would be great.
Anyway.
I think Mary Kay's proven throughout the year she's got great sources on a lot of things, and certainly with the Browns and with, you know, she got boots on the ground here with this situation. She's been covering it for months. I respect her reporting, and we'll have her in about 18 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I wasn't saying you said anything wrong. I'm just saying we've got differing reports.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Mary Kay's got great insight.
Oh yeah, she's been doing this a long time. But the one thing I respect, there's a lot of things you respect about Mary Kay, but like she has taken on like national, because especially for the last year, we've seen, well, the Browns are expecting this from Deshaun Watson, or the Browns are not talking to Baker Mayfield. And I love Mary Kay would be like, no, that's wrong.
No, that's actually factually incorrect.
Yeah. So we'll talk to Mary Kay coming up at 2:40. Mr. Jones from USA Today at 3:20. I'm just going to avoid saying his name so you guys can stop saying who. And then Albert Breer at Monday Morning Quarterback coming your way at 5. 216-578-0092 on Twitter at Chico923TheFan at DustinFox37. So, again, if you're just tuning in, after yesterday's, the first day of the hearing, and I think it's probably a good time to bring this up again, because yesterday, and again, I can't remember which one said it, but one of the reporters yesterday came on and said, if we're looking for this to be like neat and tidy, and like, because I think there is that perception, and I don't blame folks at this point, because you can't be thinking about and just monitoring this stuff 24/7, because it'll drive you crazy.
Sure.
So some people hear like, oh, well, they're going in front of Sue Robinson, and this is, so it sounds like, oh, well, it's like a jury, you know, okay, she's going to go deliberate. Not the case. Like, see, this is because the settlement talks and, you know, the league, they could very well say, I mean, hypothetically, they could walk into that room today in Delaware, wherever it might be, and they might say, Ms. Robinson, we appreciate your time, but we figured this out. The NFL, hypothetically, let's say the NFL said, we're cool with 6 games. Mr. Kessler, you're okay with that? Deshaun, you're okay with that? 6. Okay, let's do it. All right, we're done. I mean, it could go that way. But it ain't going to go.
But it's not.
It doesn't sound like it anyway.
Yeah. And again, we'll talk to Mary Kay about this. I'm curious, you know, from the league's perspective, if they truly want a year, they're going to get a year if they want a year, right?
Okay, this is where Mike Jones is going to be a great interview at 3:20, because here's another thing now. I don't know if people, do we really know what the process is as far as Roger Goodell? Because I'm not saying calling us out.
So the process would be if the ruling, if I could spit it out, the ruling would be handed down, thank you, from Sue Robinson, and she says, okay, it's 10 games, right? Let's say, for example, she says it's 10 games. Well, then Watson's either going to say, he's either going to appeal, which he probably will, right? Or he's going to accept it. And then the league's going to look at it and either appeal or accept it. Both sides would have to, you know, the NFL and Deshaun Watson side would have to, one of the parties would have to appeal.
Okay, so let
to
me...
To either get a year or to get less than what she suggests.
To my point, okay, this Ed Greenberger, I don't know who he is. He's a reporter out of Texas. But he tweeted this out yesterday, and the responses were... What's that?
Kidding.
Yeah. The responses were interesting, to say the least. He writes, just a reminder that under the new CBA, as long as Sue Robinson recommends a Deshaun Watson suspension of any length, Roger Goodell gets the final say and increase it to whatever length he wants. So if she says 2 games, Goodell can up it to 8, 10, 17, or whatever. I don't think that's true. Am I right? Like, I don't... He can lessen it, I think.
But he can do both.
Keith? Can he increase...
That's my understanding.
He can do both.
That's my understanding.
Recent days, I think initially, I think we all thought that he could only
lessen it.
But I think over the last week or so, we've been told more and more that he can do anything he wants, basically.
Which is, again, my point. Like, why are we now, like, I, do we truly understand, and this is what Mike Jones will answer at 3:20, do we really understand exactly how this process works? Because I still think there's, I mean, we're talking about, well, Roger Goodell and the league could, you know, they're saying right now that they want at least a year, but well, really what they're looking for is, you know, they want to have the egg off their face, or they don't want to have to deal with any backlash if it's less than a year. I mean, this thing has gotten to be, it, just like the Deshaun Watson, just like the investigation, just like the allegations, it has gotten to the point where you really need, I think every week we need like a refresher course. We need like a, okay, this is where we're at right now. And, you know, I don't know if we really realize what the process is and how long the because I think we all thought going into yesterday, oh, we'll have something by Friday, right?
That's what I was thinking. And it seems like Mary Kay reported, she thinks this goes into tomorrow. She says in her article that it should be wrapped up by Thursday night and that it could take a few days to a few weeks for the suspension to be handed down. I hope sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
We could start to actually have a conversation about what do we do now? Do we do next?
Yeah, which leads me to my next question, and we'll ask Mary Kay about this at 2:40. I mentioned somebody, I mean, just normal circumstances, which seems so far from, you know, reality right now, because it is, but like a situation like Kareem Hunt. Like, okay, hey, are they talking? Are they, I don't, business as usual is not business as usual in Berea. Like, it can't be. Whether it's Kareem Hunt, whether it's, you know, Baker Mayfield, that would be a huge story, right?
I mean,
now, how
do you do anything? How do you go about your job in Berea with this uncertainty?
Yeah. If you're Kevin Stefanski, I mean, you're planning out. We know how detailed he is, right? How methodical. And so, like, they had it down to how many snaps each guy was going to take from, you know, in mandatory minicamp. So how does a guy that is so methodical and so detail-oriented, how are you going about? Training camp is not that far away, folks.
July 27th, I believe it starts.
Right. So how are you, if you're Kevin Stefanski and AVP and everybody, I don't know how you're going about doing this. Like, and again, you've got to say the right things, and you're the leader, so you go, hey, we're cool, and they can't be. I mean, they absolutely cannot be right now. No, you know, not knowing what's going to happen, what the quarterback situation looks like, and, oh, hey, Kareem's agent is online too. He'd like to talk. Well, you know what? We'd like to. I know they have a ton of guys there. I'm not saying that it has to be Andrew Berry, but I would think right now being able to proceed with anything is challenging, to say the least. Let's go to the phones. 216-578-0092. Again, Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, joining us in 10 minutes. George, first up on the Fan. What's up, George?
Hey, fellas. How you doing today?
Good, George. How are you?
Good. So I got a couple of things I want to say about Roger Goodell, and I'm actually not sure if he really wants a year for two reasons. One is that, like, you know, in negotiations, if you're selling, then you ask for more than what you would accept. And I think in this case, Roger Goodell is the seller. And Deshaun Watson and his camp are the buyers. So I think Roger is asking high, but possibly willing to go low. And the second thing I'm thinking, because he leaked it, or at least the league's office leaked it, that he wants a year, I think that he's expecting, what's her name, Sue Robinson?
Yes.
I think he's expecting her to give less than a year. And then, so when he gets, like, I don't know, 8 to 10 games, then Roger Goodell can say, well, doggone it, I fought for a year and her decision was only 10 games. But you know what? I'm going to respect her decision.
Right.
But boy, oh boy, did I want a year.
Yeah, exactly, George, and I think that's the whole point of this. Now, if it's true, because Mary Kay's saying, oh, no, that's not the case. The league is not okay with, you know, with anything less than a year, and they're not going to just sit back and allow Sue Robinson because they don't want to. So Mary Kay's saying that. Other reporters are saying otherwise. But to George's point, I don't think there's any doubt that the league absolutely wanted that out there, absolutely wanted to put out there that, hey, this is what we want. And then to George's point, and we said this a lot yesterday, and I think every one of our guests yesterday agreed that that way, if it does come back less, that the league can say, well, hey, don't blame us. We tried, because right. they definitely care about what the fans think and what everybody thinks. But what's interesting is, and we'll find out here in just a bit, Mary Kay says, I don't think that's the case.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.